you'll be right outside the city.
Yeah.
Rossi can see you here in the back room unless you want to go to the residency to say yes.
No, I have to have it out here where I can see. Is he by himself?
He has his own. Man, I can't find him, but Michelle.
Oh, yeah, Michelle, sure. He's the tailor, yeah.
Yes, sir. It says the residency, you can do it just as easily, right?
Is that right?
No, sir, your schedule shows.
Oh, no, we're here in the desk. That's fine. See, your colors are better.
You know, Mr. President, the real politics of that proposal is that they treat savings banks, savings and loans, like regular banks. Now, the big savings and loans, like Howard Edgerton, they're going to be able to compete when they can take debt in account. But the little guys will be pushed pretty hard to the wall. And that's why this thing, while it does inject competition into the financial world, there's going to be a lot of crockery broken as we go along.
Push that side of it. Push other things. Yeah. Are there a lot of other good things in it?
That's so much a key to it. What I think we ought to do is just put it on the back burner until after November, do our own homework, but not get committed on it.
Don't be too narrow, though. Don't be too sure that the president, maintaining the present system and drive. I mean, they've worked on this a long time.
You bet. Well, let's look at and feel it out a little bit. Howard Edgerton is for it, and he's a pretty knowledgeable fellow in the area. Mr. President, on this list of potential ambassadors, Eaton is thinking seriously of Japan, and I'm going to hear from him tomorrow.
Fred Eaton?
Yes, sir. He's a...
Well, he'd be very good, and it would be damn generous for us to get it.
Right.
He's a conservative. Right. Political standpoint, he knows it, doesn't he?
Oh, you bet. You bet. And he's 1,000 times tried to get back in. Ingersoll would be our next choice, and you don't think he'd take it. George seems to think he would.
Oh, he's a fine man. Fine man. Great person, friend of mine. I'd love to have him from that.
Right. I think he'd be good, too. Do you think Reed Hunt, who is a man of the Pacific, is it possible if we didn't get either of those? He's done a lot of banking things. He was Crown Zellerback, as you know. He's a West Coast fella. He doesn't have a lot of...
Possess.
That's right. He doesn't have much...
Well, that's right. Just tell him he's got to take it.
All right.
Well, really, just tell him that I feel strongly that he must take it, that it's a desperate need for a tough negotiator and outstanding international statesman, and he's got to take it. Tell him that you just have to offer him that he must take the position.
I will do it. On Spain, I recognize that Wiley Buchanan is something of a pain in the neck around here, and
but you don't want him in Spain,
Mr. President. He's not much better, in my view, than C.V. Whitney from the point of view of the kind of man that we're sending over there. For instance, he sends in a letter saying he knows the Spanish government wants him. In terms of what he's done for us, he's done doggone little as compared to some of the other people. And I
just get the hell out of here. That's all.
Well, I would.
Is there anybody else you can send?
I don't think he'd take anything less than that. We can try a couple on him. I suppose
he might take Holland.
He might take Holland. But, gee, when you think of the people who have done things for us, like
right.
This fellow Miller.
Okay. All right, fine. But offer him Holland, just so he's offered one. Offer him something so that he can get it, so that everybody around here gets him off their necks. Okay, go ahead.
Right, I understand you're lukewarm on Henry Hillman. And you have another job for Bob Galvin for Spain. Both of them, young, attractive, able,
well, and public. What good would Hillman do us?
Just get us a good ambassador over there.
God damn it, I don't care about having a good ambassador in Spain. You don't need one. But Hillman, you know, is on the left. He's not for us, you know. Is this Elsie's wife?
Elsie's husband, yeah. He's a...
Elsie Hillman was the leader of the Rockefeller forces in Pennsylvania. Hell of a fight with our people. I mean, it's going to look like us.
No.
Straight kick in the ass. You better check with Mitchell. You see, we just can't. First, I find Eaton, who's part of the country. Then you send Hillman to there. It'll look like we're finding a guy who is, who bought, who was our chairman there?
Yeah.
Jewish fellow.
Yeah.
Arlen's back.
No. Arlen.
Arlen.
Arlen. Yes.
Understand, maybe he's for it. I don't know. But I don't know him. Sorry with me, he's young, he's got a very attractive wife and the rest. But I do think that on the political side, we're going to talk politics, somebody's like, he isn't our goddamn thing for us.
All right.
He didn't contribute in 68. Not a suit.
Do you want
the rock call?
Well, he was. Do you want to hold off?
Still determined not to go with either Simon or Jerry.
Oh, you know.
Simon?
Five Simon. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I
don't think so.
He just doesn't have it.
I heard that in Brighton.
My understanding.
Durelay. They're both bad, but they're both.
I go with Durelay before I.
Solidly loyal.
Before I go with.
I fight this. How about Durelay? How about Dehut and Hoffbach as a.
I don't think that. Mr. President, you say we don't need a good one. It's my understanding that, in all probability, during this fellow's time, Franco is going to retire. Juan Carlos doesn't handle himself well. He's got himself crosswise just in this C.V. Whitney thing, and I would think you'd want somebody over there who could watch that develop and do us some good.
Who is your second choice after Hillman?
My choice before Hillman was Bob Gallen. The question is, would you rather save him for something else?
He's awfully good.
Yeah.
You
got the point that you
want
him in the
Gallen's would be a hell of a guy in defense as an undersecretary if he'd ever take it. I mean, he is a Gallen is really too good a man to be an ambassador, I think. You know what I mean? Isn't he a hell of a good businessman?
He is, yeah, I don't know him well enough to have an opinion, but his reputation is first class. And he's a conservative Republican and he's been our guy. But it's a.
Does he want it?
I don't know. I have no hesitancy about all.
He'd be a hell of a good captain officer, too. I just want to be sure before you go on Hillman.
I won't go on Hillman.
No, I don't care that much about it. But if you're sure you go, I want to be sure that this is going to make that our friends in Pennsylvania think that we pick somebody on the other side. In other words, we may as well give it to a friend now and then.
Let me see if I can find a better friend then, who's also competent and can do it.
Galvin would do the. I don't know Helen, so I can't say. I do know Galvin. I know he would do well.
Well, is,
but I just think he'd be a hell of a guy for futures and that.
You can always bring him back.
That's right. I personally think I'd try Galvin first.
I agree with that.
I'm sure of that. Good, okay.
I'll give him
all
a
right.
try.
Galvin, I think it'd be great.
On Australia.
Yeah.
You want me to try your friend and mine, Jack Brown, which I'm perfectly delighted to do, except that Henry was awful. He said, can't we ever send them over somebody that's first class? The
Brown will do as well as we sent so many stoops out there.
I agree.
Brown's got some class, and he'll do what he's told.
Well,
I'm the advantage, Brown. He's got a smart wife.
I'm for offering with the Graham, but you told me to check with Henry, and Henry's kind of concerned, and I think we ought to.
Henry should have nothing to say with the bachelor. She said no damn thing. In countries like this, it doesn't, you know what I mean? In Australia, Drought, I think, could do it, Jimmy, and they want a friend of the president's.
Right. So I think we ought to.
I thought we had somebody else in mind for Australia, too.
My first suggestion was Bill Lipke.
He'd be great.
And my second.
Want to be the best?
I don't know. My second suggestion is Lloyd Miller, who is a businessman from Cincinnati who was a big supporter of ours in 68 and does want to be an ambassador. He's the top man of Maury's. Well, I still think that we ought to get the lodge out of Argentina and give it to him and send him back to Connecticut for a month.
He needs the job?
My understanding is he needs the job.
What's it pay?
It depends on the break, but it's as good as Argentina.
Okay. All right. Then,
but I think we ought to get Holland.
What do you think about the ground that we ought to offer in Australia?
I do. I think it would be an ideal solution.
Yeah. So they really go down. I can see the point. You can't. I can see the desire to get him out if there is a problem there. But just Jack, I think if he would take it, it would be an ideal.
Yeah. Jack is 100% loyal. I don't think Wiley Buchanan is 100% loyal.
No, he's asked to don't do anything.
All right. Well, I'll try Jack, and if he won't take it, I'll try Lipke. And if he won't take it, I'll try Lloyd Miller.
Miller is fine. I'd rather keep Lickety in Texas. He's
all right.
Good.
He's good. I'll try Lloyd Miller.
And Miller, we owe that.
Yes, we do.
All right, give Miller a crack at it. You'll probably end up getting it. And how long? Then Argentina, who you got? Now, that is important. That's the only one I mean, Spain, yes, maybe, but...
Well,
we're talking about a year.
Well, how about Gallup instead of for Spain? Or...
He'd be good. He's not an oil man. You can't set an oil man there. That's the only thing you can't do.
He's
Gallup would be great. He'd probably have to speak goddamn language.
That's too bad. Lucky does speak the language, but he's an oil man.
They kill him.
Yeah.
Argentinians, that's a real issue. You know, they've got a consortium and all that. But if you can get a good man down there,
for young, able people who have made it, who've made it long enough ago so they can move, the two that I had in mind were either Galvin or Hillman. And
either of them speak Spanish.
I
do think that in Argentina you should have somebody that speaks
all right.
Spanish.
I agree with that.
I don't know, but if you find out.
Of course. And you would
see,
be.
See, communication is so important there. I think they got to speak the language. It can't be a State Department man. I've got to have somebody we can depend on.
None of I have any in mind other than the ones that. How about Ingersoll? If he spoke the language. If he did take.
Ingersoll would be fine any place.
And it is an important place.
He doesn't speak the language. Why don't you? I'll tell you who does. You know, smart. Maybe he goes to Berlin and he picks up Portuguese or Spanish. No. Let me ask. Maybe. But let me ask you this. Who's smart enough? Why don't you ask Don Kendall? Kendall has an enormous interest in Latin America.
Right.
And has, you know, he sits with a group of people. Why don't you just ask him?
He knows.
And he'd love to be asked. Again.
Sure.
I thought of, that I remember this. Who would make a hell of an ambassador to Argentina? Who's not an oil man? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, it's a hell of a job. It's a beautiful embassy.
It's an exciting job.
Huh?
It's an interesting job.
Oh, well, Argentina, see, like Brazil, something is happening. Something matters. Hell, we got Brazil, we got a career man there, which is a good man. But in the important places, people, we want our own people. We want people that I can. Now, I have to open, otherwise, I'd open special channels.
I fully understand it, but that's why I think it ought to be people like Rush and Dick Watson and not.
We have done very well with it.
And not the. The Wiley Buchanans have
ever
been in trouble
since then. He could go back to Spain, but
I don't think that would be a good thing.
No.
I really don't.
What is he making an ass of himself?
Well, in the first place, he's playing around, if you have a moment. He was playing tennis, and he looked up, and there was a kid way up, aiming a fake gun at him. So he went rushing up to find out. This is the story that I get from State. Turned out to be the son of a very attractive lady who he struck up an acquaintanceship with. Well, that's one problem. The other problem is that Argentinians, as you know, are very pompous people, and he spends a lot of time singing songs and having it in the public places, and that doesn't exactly warm their hearts to him. And besides that, apparently, from what the State and Henry says, his contacts are the wrong people down there. He just isn't with the people who are moving. Quite frankly, I guess all of those things you wouldn't be too surprised at with our good friend, John. This is all of these. I check all the reports on these fellows with Henry, and don't take the State Department view with this one. Unfortunately, it's both sides.
Sure. That's nice jobs.
Well, let me see if I. Don,
you know,
come
people
up
that speak Spanish, you find a whole lot of Californians that do it. The California is businessmen. They run it down there a lot. Everything. And a lot of them take it as their second language in school.
Sure.
Wonder if you check around out there. For example, Jack Brown speaks Spanish. But I don't want to go
to the right guy in Argentina.
No, I know, but I mean, he's an example of what I mean. There's a hell of a lot of them right off that do speak Spanish.
Democrat has raised their hands. Yeah. Solar compact.
Well, see, there is a second.
Right.
Give it up, what?
Jim Stubbridge has asked to see you at the earliest possible opportunity. Then asked by me to come in. He's on the blessing. And, because they're worried about Berlin. Stubbridge wants to help you, but says he has to have a confidential visit. He wants to be here for long.
Well,